There are moments in history so sacred, they can only be seen with the eyes of the soul. Moments when heaven and earth meet upon a single hill, and eternity bleeds into time. Through the eyes of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, the Passion of our Lord came alive, not as a story, but as revelation. In a vision, the Lord was led through the narrow streets of Jerusalem. The crowd pressed close, soldiers, mockers, and silent onlookers. Some spat, others wept. But among them, she saw souls both seen and unseen. The air grew heavy, as if all of creation held its breath. Even the sun seemed to falter, its light veiled by sorrow. Mary followed in silence, her face pale, her heart crucified with his. Beside her walked John and the woman, Mary Magdalene, Mary of Clopas, and Salome. Each step was a prayer, each tear an offering. The soldiers reached Golgotha, the place of the skull. There, beneath a darkening sky, they prepared the cross. Anne Catherine saw everything, the rough hands of the executioners, the trembling of the earth, and the silent obedience of the Son of God. He was nailed to the cross, his right hand first, then the left. The blows echoed through heaven. The angels hid their faces, creation groaned. And yet, amid such horror, Anne Catherine beheld peace, a divine silence within the agony. But on Calvary, not only men were gathered. Blessed Anne Catherine saw a battle beyond mortal sight, a struggle between light and darkness. She saw demons fall back as the words escaped Christ's lips, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The power of mercy struck the depths of hell itself. Hours passed in silence, broken only by his breath and the whispers of prayer. Anne Catherine saw his lips move in love until the very end. And then, it is finished. The earth trembled, the rocks split, and the souls of the just rejoiced in waiting. A soldier lifted his spear, and with one thrust, the side of Christ was opened. Blood and water poured forth, the fountain of new life. From his open heart came the mercy that would sanctify the world. The angels received it as a pledge of salvation. Even Satan fled, powerless before the love of God. They took down his body, silent, tender, broken. Mary embraced him one last time. The mother of sorrows laid a son in the tomb, knowing the dawn of resurrection was near. Centuries later, her visions would inspire the world anew. In 2004, filmmaker Mel Gibson turned to Anne Catherine Emmerich's writings to bring to life the Passion of the Christ. Many of the film's most powerful moments, the scourging, the meeting of Jesus and his mother, the pouring forth of mercy from his side, were drawn directly from a detailed revelations. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich did not seek visions of fame. She sought only to console the heart of Jesus. Her life, a living crucifixion, became a window into divine love. Through her eyes, the cross ceases to be a symbol of death and becomes the door of life.